Ever wish you could, say, sing karaoke at work? Well, one telecom company is experimenting with an idea like that, cover songs as a way of team building. M5 Networks is the company. It offers business phone service through the internet, also known as the cloud. But when Zach Seward of the Innovation Trail Reporting Project in upstate New York went to M5's Rochester office, he found rehearsal for a battle of the bands.
So let's do this. There's the second half of the chorus.
It's 4 o'clock on a Thursday, and instead of sitting in front of office computer screens, a group of software engineers and customer service reps from M5 Networks is in the middle of band practice.
One, two, ready, go.
The great thing about this program is that you're required to learn something new.
That's Mariah Marsh, Rochester's office manager, filling in on vocals. But for the School of Rock program, she's learning how to play the bass.
I have small hands, so they don't really want to cooperate with me. So it's just a matter of getting my fingers used to it and developing that muscle memory.
Marsh is one of about 24 Rochester employees participating in the music program known as M5 Rocks. Bands of about 4 or 5 coworkers get together every week to work through covers of rock songs. The only rule is you can't play an instrument you already know how to play.
They just came to Washington, but maybe you could play.
The guy in charge of band practice is Ivan Trevino, an educator from Rochester's Hochstein School of Music, who says the folks from M5 are model students.
They're at work all day, so for them to take a break and do something different, they're usually pretty happy to be there, which is a good thing.
Trevino says the School of Rock for Grown-Ups is a first for Hochstein. It all stems from a meeting with the founder of M5's Rochester office.
The way he put it was really, really intriguing. He said, "We want our employees to continue to learn new things."
Most people don't want to learn something that they're really insecure about.
That's Phelim White, the founder of M5's Rochester office and a driving force behind the music program. White is a musician himself. He was a drummer in a few bands that toured his native Ireland and then later the U.S. He says the founders of M5 met while playing music, and CEO Dan Hoffman says he's long wanted to find a way to incorporate the ethos of a rock band into his growing telecom business. But M5 execs say the program is about more than just finding time to jam. White says there's no better way to build a team than to start a band.
That's the accounting person getting together with an engineer and a sales guy, all these different departments, coming together as a band, as a unit, and learning how to be great together.
And White says that's not just lip service. He says M5 is all about providing businesses with telecom services they will, quote, love. M5 has about 2,000 client companies nationwide and is a leader in cloud-based phone services. Ultimately, White says M5 Rocks is about enhancing the bottom line.
Happy colleagues, happy customers, right? You got to make, if you're going to have that commitment to your customers loving your service, the first commitment has to be to the staff.
That company-wide commitment leads to one big event this coming May, M5's 12th birthday bash in New York City. The centerpiece is a battle of the bands that pits M5 offices in Rochester, Chicago, and Manhattan against each other in friendly competition. Bands will take the stage in front of an audience of about 2,000 that will include colleagues, customers, and even prospective clients. For NPR News, I'm Zach Seward in Rochester, New York.